We did an actually an independent research and found out that actually the economy was not expanding, but actually it was in a decline for the recent years. Actually, if you see the actually, especially the natural resource gas LNG, it was the construction period. That was the period that was seen that affecting the resource economy as well as the non-resource sectors from the years, especially from the 2012 to maybe 13, 14 onwards. And then from there, you can see that there was a cease in the construction period in probably towards the end of 2012 and 13. Then you will see that there was a downward trend in the economy. And especially that is reflected by the cease of the construction period of the LNG project. So, and that is also has affected the non-mining sector of the economy also, because most of the economic activities is centered around what is happening in the resource sector also affects the non-resource sector greatly. That's why you will see the non-resource sector also affected by a decline in the activities, economic activities there.
So if you're not using gross domestic product, because that includes a lot of the mining activity, what indicators did you use to work out that the most of the rest of the economy is actually in recession? How do you work that out?
Okay, yep, we've used the other indicators like the employment sectors plus import sector and especially the taxes also. The three main non-resource sectors that we use to measure the economy, and that has proven that the economy was not doing well. And we are sure that there was a decline, especially a recession in the economy.
So really, PNG has a two-speed economy: mining and non-mining.
Mining and non-mining. Yep, we would have to split this economy into mining and non-mining, because PNG's economy is mostly dependent on the income is mostly dependent on the resource sector, which is the mining, and as well as the petroleum and oil and gas sectors. Now, if you look at the bulk of the population, the rest of the economy is on the non-resource sector, such as the agriculture and the other people there. I mean, that's where the most of the people they are dependent upon. Now, the resource sector is only a few, the population is not that concentrated upon. So the best measure that we can use to measure the economic activities or the, you know, actually measure the economy is through the non-resource sector. I mean, we use the three that I mentioned, the formal employment sector and the import sector and the taxes that we use to measure the non-resource sector.
And you're suggesting that that part of the economy is, if anything, actually sliding backwards.
Exactly. That's what we saw, that it's sliding backwards.
Does it matter if PNG's economy has two parts of it, mining and non-mining?
Exactly.
Can't the mining support the non-mining part of the economy as well?
In a way, it can support, but it is not sustainable. That I would say it can support in a way of the spin-off business activities, you would say. Now, the resource sector, that when there is resource mining, there's mining going on, and then when you have these contractors coming in doing work and all the stuff, you also have the non-resource economy that's being involved in terms of the spin-off business activities. So you would also have the non-resource sector involved in the mining also, but that's not sustainable.
Why isn't it sustainable?
It would not be sustainable because, as you would know, that the non-resource sector, like for example the LNG project that now we're having trouble with right now, it is not sustainable because we are affected by the world commodity prices, stuff like this, and then we see the revenue fall, and then we can see that the non-mining sector also is affected by the decline in the economic activity of the mining sector, such as when we are hit by the commodity prices, world prices. So that is why I see that it is not sustainable in terms of if they are so much concentrated onto the mining sector, then that is not sustainable.